Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Reddit, Twitter, and YouTube issued a joint statement Tuesday promising to fight fraud and curb misinformation on their platforms related to the COVID-19 outbreak. The companies also pledged to work with government healthcare agencies across the world on tackling COVID-19-related misinformation. This includes fraudulent ads about COVID-19 cures, articles from unknown sources or with incorrect information, and conspiracy theory videos. Amazon plans to hire an additional 100,000 full-time and part-time warehouse and delivery workers due to the increased online orders amidst the COVID-19 outbreak. The company will pay workers $2 more per hour in the U.S. through the end of April, £2 per hour more in the U.K., and approximately €2 per hour in many EU countries. Amazon encouraged those whose jobs were lost or on hold to apply, such as people in the hospitality, restaurant, and travel industries. Amazon also confirmed to TechCrunch its Fulfillment by Amazon program, which provides warehousing and shipment for third-party sellers and larger vendor shipment services, is being partially suspended through at least April 5th so that Amazon can prioritize shipment of household staples, medical supplies, and other high-demand products. Existing shipments already ordered will be processed at Amazon's fulfillment centers as usual. Universal Pictures will make its movies available on home entertainment the same day as they hit theaters. The change will begin with Trolls World Tour on April 10th. Films currently released in theaters, The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma by the studio, will be available for digital rental as early as this Friday, with a 48-hour rental period at a suggested retail price of $19.99. AMC, the U.S.'s largest theater chain, also announced it will close all of its 661 theaters for between 6 to 12 weeks beginning today. Movie chain Regal announced something similar with closures as well until further notice. Uber has disabled its shared ride option known as Uber Pool in the United States and Canada to limit the spread of COVID-19. Regular rides and Uber food delivery platform Uber Eats are still operational, but North American users will also see a message asking them if the ride they plan to book is essential and only to travel when necessary. The company said it was in contact with local authorities to adjust service if needed. Microsoft sent out an invite for a digital announcement at 8 a.m. Pacific, Monday, March 30th. Microsoft says it will focus on productivity across work, life, and family. Expect new Office 365 and Microsoft 365 announcements, but probably no hardware. The Intercept sources say that TikTok moderation guidelines blocked posts from the Your Feed section of the app based on physical appearances and environmental factors, ended live streams that carried political content, and suspended and banned users. TikTok says the policies are either no longer in place or were never in effect. 9to5 Mac reports it has evidence based on iOS 14 code that the upcoming iPhone 9 line will also include a larger iPhone 9 Plus model to replace both the iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus. The new iPhone 9 or iPhone SE 2, as some rumors have indicated it might be named, is expected to release this spring with a home button, Touch ID, and an A13 chip. London-based money transfer service TransferWise has partnered with China's Alipay for international transfers. TransferWise's 7 million-plus users can now send Chinese yuan converted from 17 currencies to Alipay users, which make up 1.2 billion people worldwide, including its e-wallet partners. And finally, Nintendo's online network services went offline Tuesday morning across Switch, Wii U, 3DS, and web browsers. Downloading new games is the primary way many players can buy them over the next few weeks, particularly in states where non-essential businesses have been ordered to close. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.